Hey y'all, it's Joe. Don't worry, everyone's audio's fine. I'm just coming out the top to tell you that we're actually going to be taking about a month or so hiatus from releasing. Don't worry, your misfits aren't going anywhere. In fact, we have a recording session in about 2 days. But we just want to make sure that when we do come back, we have as much content for you guys as possible. We want to make sure that when it's Thursday at 7 p.m. Cali time, we're dropping an episode. No more last-minute edits. I say that as I edit this at 9 o'clock at night on Thursday. But that's why we're going to do this. We're going to have a little break from releasing and get you guys as much content as we can. Thank you guys for all the support. It's been a pretty amazing ride for the last 8 episodes, and I'm having a lot of fun with my best friends. So enjoy this week. It's the season 1 finale, and maybe they'll become heroes. Who knows? Welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my 5 friends, Nathan, Zach, Elmer, Marcus, and Chris. I don't know why I put you there last, Chris. I'm sorry. I always mess up the order.
Maybe it's Bash Chris Day today.
Maybe it's because you called me a dick right before recording.
Well, you know.
All right. So, when we left off, our... I don't know if we can call them heroes just yet. They haven't earned that.
Our misfits.
Oh, yeah, our misfits. When we left our misfits, they just killed a woman while someone is holding her down.
You make it sound bad, but, like, she was clearly the villain. She clearly...
Plus she was a rat.
Plus she's a rat. You know, stitches get stitches.
She wasn't a rat. She wore a rat for a hat.
She a rat. She had a wire. I checked.
If a wand like a duck...
If it quacks like a duck. Probably wet like a duck.
Did you say it's probably wet like a duck?
Yeah.
Ducks are wet.
Water. See off the how everyone got it but you?
Yeah, ducks get wet, bro.
Interesting.
I got the joke. I've never heard it.
You sound like a cop.
Not gonna lie, I sound like a pig right now.
How do you do, fellow kids?
You know what, Marcus? You don't get to level up anymore. Oh, yeah. Surprise, audience. They leveled up after last week. So we're gonna go ahead and go with those stats live on air. They already leveled up. We'll keep the order up top the same. Nathan, can you tell me what happened with Fidget and your level 2 sorcerer?
Well, level 2 doesn't really have a lot. You're probably going to be hearing the same from everyone else, but, like, you know, you get a skill feat, and then you get a class feat. And I got, well, as a sorcerer, I got a new spell, so I'll keep that for later.
You don't want to tease me?
No. My skill feat was group impression, so I can, like, since Fidget likes to talk to people and not really want to fight first, the group impression allows me to... leave an impression on two people instead of just one, and as we level up, it'll, like, grow to a larger number. And then my class feat for sorcerer, which is surprisingly crazy to get at level 1, is a counterspell. So I got that all set up.
You get counterspell at level 1?
Yeah, as a feat. As long as I have that spell in my repertoire, I can cancel. That's the thing. I have to know what spell is, and I have to have it in my repertoire.
So do you have to, like, roll a check to know the spell that they're casting?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. I like that mechanic.
Yeah.
It's like rock, paper, scissors.
Kind of, yeah. And then I think I still have to roll to see if it's counterspell.
Okay. Does it take a spell slot from you?
Yeah, it will consume a spell slot. If I use the counterspell.
I like it. I'll make sure to use all my, I don't know, level 1 useless spells for you to do that too.
Too bad you'll forget.
Probably. All right, next up, Chris, can you go ahead and tell me what an inventor does in second level? I don't even know what an inventor does in first level.
Me neither, Joe. Second level, I learned, so after observing how when I put my axe into overdrive, it goes really fast, and then my item gets really, really hot. Well, I've learned how to use that heat to cauterize my wounds in battle, so I could so I could heal a D4 worth per level, like for wounds and stuff.
Of your own or other people's too?
Either or.
Oh my god.
Try explaining that to Snap as you burn them.
Just come here, kids. I can help you.
Come here, kids.
Sounds like you said that before.
What else did I?
Oh shit, son!
I also learned for my skill feat. Oh, I learned how to craft snares. I don't know how that works yet, but I learned it.
Your character learned it. Chris didn't.
I think a snare can be done with our minds together. We can do one.
Yeah.
Not our minds, just Chris's mind.
I think I can do it.
Yeah. Engineer?
Yeah.
Engineer. All
right. That sounds fun and inventive. Almer, tell me what a monk does in second level.
All right, so I got a pretty big HP buff, so that should be pretty nice. I also got a feat that I can use in combat that has a prerequisite that before I actually activate it. I kind of want to keep it secret for now and unleash it in during combat.
Is that because you haven't chosen it yet, or because you want to keep it secret?
No, he's got it.
But the other one is a skill feat, and that's Titan Wrestler. I'm tired of being pushed around by big ass shit bears, namely. so this feat allows me to grapple, disarm, trip, and I think something else. Creatures that have the large characteristic.
That's really cool, actually.
Yeah, disarm, grapple, shove, or trip.
That's a really cool skill feat you took there. Props. Let's see here. Marcus, you up next. What you got?
So Snap had to face the hard truth that the people that he's dealing with are not very good. And I got battle medicine for my skill feat.
Thank God one of you took that.
Basically, I can do like a heal with the healing kit, and I can do it in battle, and it takes just one action. And I can use it once, so I could use it on any people as long as I have enough healing kit, but I can use it on one person, and each person gets once a day. But if I heal people outside of combat, the wording in the text isn't very clear, so I think I could do both.
You can do both.
Yeah, so I could double up. And then I got a druid feat, but that one is a surprise. And then I got another spell, and I got heal. So I'm really trying to go more support because we kind of need it.
No, I appreciate it, and I think the rest of the crew will appreciate it. All right, Naz, what does a level 2 rogue do?
No, I'm just kidding. Gonna have to roll with me with this one. I need to do more research on this. The skill feat that I'm choosing for rogue, it's minor magic. Cantrips, I'm able to do some cantrips based on my charisma. I'm gonna have to look at some spells. Huge buff for my HP. It's crazy. Then. Evasion. Those are two things that I'm rolling with currently.
Okay, we're just a little tiny conversation about minor magic.
Yeah.
What is your intelligence?
Zero.
So it's a 10.
Yeah.
No, exactly. No,
10 is zero. Automatic plus 1, isn't it?
You can't talk.
No, 10 no. 0.
10 okay. 0.
All right, so you can take it, but a rogue with this talent gains the ability to cast a 0 level spell from the sorcerer or wizard spell list. The spell can be cast 3 times a day as a spell-like ability. The cast level for this ability is equal to the rogue's level. The save DC for this spell is 10 plus the rogue's intelligence modifier. What were you saying about performance?
What?
Huh?
I thought you said something about performance.
No, I didn't say anything about performance.
Okay. So you're good to take it. Just look at your spells.
Is there a magic missile? You just need to get something with like an automatic hit or like an area effect. Like, because those things will be way more.
Level zeros aren't that crazy. I don't think it was, I think magic missile is level one spell.
Bro, can you cast chilling touch on your mouth and then bite someone?
Yeah, it's touch. I mean, no, because chilling touch and biting is like, it's chilling touch is one damage thing and biting is another, it's like another thing. So you can't like stack it unless you have the number of actions ready. You can't stack
it. He could probably do it for a turn and then not attack and then save it for next turn, right? Because isn't it just save until your next attack?
No, because like once you activate it and you don't use it, like once the round like finishes and you get back to your turn, the spell fails.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I think we're gonna have to see the wording and
we'll see.
I mean,
we'll do a deep dive. We'll do a deep dive off.
I mean, the better thing for him is probably something like magic natural weapon or something like that, where you can like just like make your a thing magical. Yeah. And besides, chill touch doesn't even really do a lot of damage.
That's
anyway.
A cantrip, so that's all zero, right?
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
We'll figure it out. Okay, so anyways, you guys leveled up. Congrats on your level up, everyone. But I give and I must take away. You won't be able to use those awesome level 2 abilities just yet. You got to take a little siesta. Got to make sure you take a nap before we do that.
It's not a nap. It's an actual
long rest. Yeah. Don't get your hopes up too high. But like I said, where we left off, Akbu, you were holding on to Nemanja as she was struggling, resisting, trying to take out one of you with her. And then out of nowhere, to your point of view at least, a dagger came in and stabbed her right in the heart. And that's where we left off. Oh, and then she cursed Grimlock. Just a minor curse. No big deal. Won't have to worry about that later.
Like a literal curse? Or did she just, like...
I definitely don't remember
say
that.
Something rude.
I remember she cursed him, but like I don't know if it's an actual curse or if it was just like
I don't know. Akbu said curses are real, so I don't know.
Did she throw up? Did she throw up the curse set though?
What'd you say?
Did she throw up anything, you know? Do any jujitsu?
No.
No. No. So she's lying there dead in your arms now, Akbu.
I kiss her.
Improv 101.
Just kidding. Just do it. I just put her body down. She was our enemy, but I, you know, just kind of cross her arms and just like, you know, say a few words, you know, just kind of let the universe know that another soul is moving onto the great beyond, and just hopefully she can find peace or whatever.
That might be going on, but there's still a circle of dancing people dancing against their real will, right?
Yes, in the background you still hear music going on, and you hear in the background just like moans of tiredness, like they are so exhausted. But it's still going on. There's still laughter. It's just forced laughter.
Okay, well, Grimlock walks to Fidget, and I ask, you deal with magic a lot. What is going on over there, and how can we stop it?
As, like, you approach her, like, that, like, green that kind of, like, takes over her eyes whenever she casts magic lingered for a while, and then it finally faded out, and, like, as if, like, you talking to her, like, snapped her out of, a trance or whatever. And she looks up at you and says, or looks at you because we're about the same height. I'm not sure, but I think they're just a few. I don't know what they are. I don't think I've ever seen them before. Can I roll a check, Joe, to identify what they are?
Yeah.
What do I need?
Let's see. What's Fae like?
Probably nature.
Is that or local?
Local.
Recall knowledge. I'm working. Nature, good job. I'm just going to keep this tab open forever.
That would be an 8. I rolled an 8 to try to identify them.
You know, you can't really tell. I mean, you've heard of fey creatures that have wings.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's so many of them.
Sorry, Grimlock. I don't really know what they are, but I know that they might be some type of fey. I mean, they're small and they have wings, so I don't know my differences between pixie or fairies or whatnot. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is really annoying. So I'm just gonna get in there and put a stop to this. I'm gonna just walk straight through the crowd of people.
All right. Can you give me an acrobatics check?
That is a nat 20, 21 total.
I'm going to say you get through both circles because of the nat 20. And you get right next to these two little tiny creatures with wings. One of them's playing a harp and the other one's playing a flute. And they are just, they're jamming out. They're loving it.
Jamming.
I go to, disarm their instruments.
You can try taking it away from
them? Yeah, I'm taking them away.
Okay, roll a dexterity check.
That is not good. That is a 5 + 1, 6 total.
Damn. Yeah, they think that you're playing with them now, and they're like playing all around you. They found a new way to entertain themselves.
Okay, frustrated, I respond. Oh, can you guys just stop, please stop.
But they're having so much fun out here, aren't you?
No one's having fun. Look at them. Look at their eyes. Just look at them. Their eyes are just... There's a lot of pain in there.
There's a lot of pain. Bloodshot. The professor's, like, getting down, but, like, his head's drooping.
Like, he's down, hold up down.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I see is dancing and happiness.
Okay, well, did you see what we just did to that rat lady? Me and my buddies could do that to you guys, too, so you guys better quit. And can I roll intimidation?
I love it, yes. Roll that intimidation.
Not great. I got a 12 minus 1. 11.
I love the confidence, though.
No, yeah, the confidence is great. You do have a hero point.
I'm going to roll my hero point.
Yeah!
That was my own idea. Can you cut out you saying that?
that's a early hero point. We're like 3 minutes in.
That's a 15.
All right. You're like, oh, fine. We'll go somewhere else. Come on, Tessia. Let's get out of here. And they fly away. Good job, Chris. You handled that without any bloodshed.
Oh, I wanted to have bloodshed. I mean,
new bouncer? Question.
All of the doesn't pass out in the first. Never mind. All of the circus folk, they just like they don't pass out, but they like just fall to the ground and like they're dripping sweat. And the professor's like, "Thank you, Grimlock. I don't know how much longer these bones can go. I have arthritis, you know."
Yeah, well, that's great. What happened here?
I don't know. They just started playing, and I felt the need to get up and dance. And we all started dancing, and the circus folk are behind me like, yeah, we all started dancing. That's what we did. That's fun. This was a blast. Today was a blast. And they're upset. They're looking for some good news. So, Grimlock, did you guys happen to clear out the rest of the camp?
Is everyone else just hanging out?
Everyone else, like your team?
My party, yeah.
I want to loot the other druid, the lady.
Fidget hasn't moved since you talked to her.
Okay, and what they asked what we've done?
He just wants a little update if you guys cleared it out.
I tell her how we took care of the rat lady, and then we followed a dead end trail, And then we may have let escape that one creature.
Okay. Well, as long as they're not here, I'm okay with it. I just want to get to bed. Can we go? Is it safe to go now?
Safe as I think it, yeah, as it could be. Sleep sounds like a good idea.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. And you said you took care of the... you said there was a rat lady?
I mean, she wasn't like a literal rat. She was just a lady who had a rat. It's a big, you know, it was a big divisive issue. Rat lady or just, you know, lady in rat clothes, you know. But
was she the reason why all of this happened?
I mean, I don't really know. We have no leads. We don't really know anything, actually. You'd be surprised by the amount we don't know about any of this.
We're just a couple of misfits trying to solve a case.
Killing people.
Okay, well, can I see this rat lady?
Yeah, just follow me. I lead him over.
He tells everyone, he's like, you guys can all go to bed. It seems the trouble has been dealt with. Thank you all for your time today. And everyone else just starts walking off to bed slowly. Except for the Featherfall 5, as they have to lift one of their members up.
But yeah. I don't think that family is really made for circus life, honestly.
One tumble and they're all, you know,
acting like babies.
They were promised a net.
Yeah, but then they can't even like literally the old man is still he's fine after dancing, but one of them is like on the ground passed out.
It's because his leg is burnt and he was made to dance upon it.
Yeah, it's a Robin origin story just waiting to happen.
You guys still haven't solved the mystery of the Featherfall yet.
They have magic. That's that.
Yeah.
I'm yeah, like, the mystery is they know magic.
They're lying to us this whole time.
I don't know. There might be more to it.
We'll find out. Is this a side quest?
This is all a side quest.
Oh my god.
Alright, so the professor goes over to the group.
That was deep, Joe.
Yeah. Life is a side quest.
Oh.
What's the main quest?
That's the afterlife.
Oh my god.
I don't know if I like all that.
Right, so this is the rat lady? She doesn't seem very rat-like.
Do we come back and
what's on
Snap,
that? Like
Snap's like looting her already.
Yeah, Snap. You want loot?
Yeah, because I probably like right after she died. Because I mean, I wasn't really worried about the dancing circle.
Yeah, I think you would have already looted her by the time they got there.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and take care of that. Let's get the fun stuff out of the way. She has a sickle on her. She has hide armor. She has a rat hood. And there's one more thing. Give me a second. A staff. And a key.
I would definitely keep the staff and the key. Rat hood, that's kind of, it's nasty. And then hide armor's too heavy. And then the sickle, I don't know. Maybe the sickle. I'll hold on to that, yeah.
Okay.
So, does anybody want hide armor or rat hood?
Do you have occultism?
Yeah, I actually do. Because my background is root worker, and you get occultism as part of it.
Nice. Identify. Can you go ahead and roll that for me? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to roll it for you.
Okay.
What's your plus?
Intelligence or wisdom? Or occultism?
Occultism. It's yeah.
Three? Yeah.
Okay. You can tell that this sickle is definitely more powerful than a normal sickle.
Oh, let's go. So what, enchanted or whatever? I have to... Is there attunement in this game?
I believe there is attunement slots. Let me see, Pathfinder... it doesn't look like there's any attunement. Looks like you use magic out.
I mean, there's like slots. Like you can't wear two hats. You can't wear
you can wear two rings. You can wear one headpiece. That kind of stuff. So like logical stuff.
Yeah, so I don't have anything. So, I mean, would I know, get to know, like, it just by holding it, or would I have to kind of, like...
I think you could feel, like, you could see the runes, too, with your occultism check.
Yeah.
You could see the runes, that it's not a normal, the weapon.
But do I know, like, the stats of it? What bonus thing is?
No. Okay. You didn't roll that high. Sorry.
And then what about the staff?
The staff is just a normal mundane staff.
Okay, and then can I, what would I do to, like, try and recognize the key? Like, if there's any kind of, like, marksmanship or, like...
It seems pretty extravagant. Okay. Like, it would go to a high-profile kind of cart.
Okay. And that's it for my check.
So this is the rat lady. You guys, did you get a chance to question her?
Boy, what the? No, we did not. She engaged on us in combat before we could do anything.
Today's the day that we learn about Akbu's not professional face.
Man, what the fuck?
He's done code switching. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're just going to have to, we should bury it, right? I mean, we can't just leave it out here. This is crazy. Maybe we should tell the mayor. We'll figure that out. Okay, but yeah, the mayor of the town that we're next to.
No.
No? You want to keep this?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, does anyone else want to say in that?
I'll leave that decision up to you. this guy. Whatever his name is.
Talking about me? Talking about Naz? Or the dude that is talking...
This guy that just made up this fictional mayor.
I even said in the beginning that the mayor was at the opening show.
I remember the mayor. Yeah, I remember.
We're right outside of town. Like, we're right outside of town.
Fuck that mayor.
Like, what's this town called? Townsville?
Aberton. Aberton.
I was just fucking around.
I honestly, this whole time, thought we were outside, like, castle kind of thing.
Not the town, like, just straight up, like, rural farm town.
So there's, like, cars, but we just, like, are just, like, pretending. What? Wait, no.
What's a car?
What game are you playing? Where are you? Spotlights, lighters, cars.
One car.
We're horse-drawn carriages.
This man is a visionary.
Are there light bulbs yet?
No. No.
Magic light bulbs, though?
Yeah, magic light bulbs. What did you find on her? Anything of importance?
So...
You're asking these questions as if you would loot a dead body.
Well, we need to find out why she was doing this. And any clue that would happen to help us, that would ease the tension.
So, when this guy walked up, did Grimlock, Chris, did you come too? Or are you still over there?
I came with him.
He's chilling with everyone.
So I walk past this dude, and I take the key to the smartest man I know, Grimlock Brownbrick. And
low bar. Him.
Well, it's like it's between you and Naz. It's between you and Naz, but even I know, like, Snap knows, like, Naz doesn't know shit about, like,
Nazi garbage. Yeah.
He has the street smarts, but he's not gonna, like, build a car or something, like, you know.
He's a
build a car.
So this key belongs to a car.
Welcome to car talk.
So can you tell me what Tesla car this goes to? All right, so yeah, Grimlock, what is this is a very fancy key. I just don't know where it would go, and I think you would
have the best idea of where it should go.
All right, Grimlock takes it and examines it, bites on it. What do I have to roll?
Let's roll. Do you have circus lore?
can we make it if he rolls in that one, he swallows it since he said he bites it?
I major in circus lore, so
I double major in circus lore and pyrotechnics.
Yeah, he went to clown college.
Minor in
the hardest harder down, to harder to get in clown college than Harvard. Says Steve-O. Side note.
So culture? Is culture a thing?
Culture is a thing. No. Local? No, it's not. Society.
Society, that's it. Yes.
We live in a society.
Good rip. What the fuck? Are you rolling or me?
I already rolled. What's your bonus?
8.
Oh, let's go.
Jesus.
See, this I knew it. Look at this.
This is
the, I live in a society. I know.
This key belongs society. To the Ringmaster's cart.
To the Ringmaster's
cart.
The ringmaster, Myron.
See, I'm trying to tell y'all.
Oh, okay. Without even saying a word, I bite it and I immediately know what it belongs to.
I've tasted this before.
So I turn and I walk towards Myron's cart. I don't know how far. How far away is it?
That's a Raven's moment. Like,
about 30 feet away.
Okay, well, I walk very far. You guys just see me walking away.
I'm following closely behind him. Like, it's like a cartoon with him. And then at the very end is Snowflake, and we're like, we're in a line. And like, Chris stops, we stop, we go, Chris goes, hard rights, hard lefts.
You know? The Reese's theme.
Yeah. Fidget, have you moved yet?
No, she hasn't moved.
Okay, while you guys are off in your direction, the professor's like, so who did the, who, Aqua, did you, you don't stab people. Who put the knife there?
It just flew out of nowhere. Didn't see who threw it.
Snap?
I'm not you. I left.
Sorry.
You should be looking for me. He's like, Snap?
Oh, yeah. Snap?
You under a car?
Where's Snap? Aqua, did you see Snap?
He left.
Okay. I guess the murder of this ringmaster is gonna go unsolved.
Hold on.
She's so tired.
She fought us. Yes.
Okay.
She drew first blood.
At minimum, manslaughter. We'll discuss this in the morning, I guess. Fidget, are you okay? You haven't moved.
I'm fine. I'm great. Sorry, was lost in thought for a moment. I guess we're all retiring to our spots, so I guess I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. So, good night.
Wait, Fidget, did you see what happened?
She walked away.
There's a second murder in our...
Yeah, I seized the opportunity of him having his back turned and... sneak away. Yeah.
Okay.
I walk up.
All right. Yes, Ness.
What?
What?
you approached me. What?
Can you stop bothering me, please?
Yeah. Yes, Ness. I'll leave you alone. What are you gonna do?
Why are you still here?
I'm going to do the only thing I know what to do. It's ass.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you to whatever you need to do. But if we're not telling the mayor, just be discreet. And he walks away. And he never looks back.
I'm just trying to smoke. I don't want the listener to think I'm weird. Just throwing it out there.
Nas pulls out a fork and a knife and looks at the dead body.
All right. So, Grimlock, we're over with you.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say more. Okay.
So I described this card earlier. It's very well painted. There's paintings of the performers on it. They're starting to fade just a little bit. But it's very loud and obnoxious, and it's really, I mean, not obnoxious. It's cute.
Proud.
Proud. Yeah, that's a good word.
Okay. Proud. Yeah, whatever. I opened the cart.
Yeah, whatever, Joe.
We're all so angry tonight.
This is Chris.
This dude's dead, right?
Myron, yeah. He's dead.
Myron's dead. He's, you open the cart with the key?
Oh, yeah, open it.
All right.
He's inside.
You open the cart, and inside, before you get any view of the cart, you just see these four bulbous-looking plants, and the room is completely filled with, like, a yellow pollen, and the plants, they look like a victory ball. Victory ball?
Do you mean pollen?
Like the country? Pollen.
Pollen.
Pollen. There's just a bunch of pollen people and some pollen people.
This is getting weird.
No, there's this
mystery solved.
It's the Polish. Okay. There's four giant, like, victory bell looking plants in there, and the air is just filled with, like, a yellow pollen. And as soon as you open it, they open their, the plants, like, open their plant mouths, and it's just spores come streaming at you.
Can I dodge?
Well, this is a trap. So you don't get a chance to dodge.
I rolled in that one on a nature check.
These are humans dressed in plants. No. they're plants. You don't have any knowledge of this one.
It's always got to have a little Shop of Horrors homage, doesn't it?
Don't get mad at me. I don't get that reference.
Damn.
Does 15 hit your AC, Grimlock?
No, it does not.
All right. So it misses you. And everyone, let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Not me. I'm not there.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Who's there? Akbu, Snap.
Not even Akbu. It's just those two.
Akbu's right here.
Yeah.
Is he?
He caught up.
Yeah. Yeah, I walked away.
And he's like, oh,
from the guy. But I went to go catch up with these with the homies.
Did you get to bed?
So I dap you up.
No, she went to the fire. She's chilling by the fire.
She wants her level up.
No, it's not even that. Don't.
Fidget has a whole different genre of movie going on right now. She has, like, a coming of age story.
Yeah, like, she's a whole different vibe than everyone else at this fucking party.
All right, so this is going to be Theater of the Mind stuff. We're just going to run it.
Run it.
So just roll with me. The creatures are going to be in that cart, so you can attack from the adjacent squares of that cart. Or do what you want. Roll nature checks and all that fun stuff. I don't care.
Blow it up.
Oh, I didn't roll initiative.
Oh, wait, what?
Initiative with what? What were we doing?
You use nature, so I'll let you use nature.
Oh, what about me?
We'll say perception.
Bro, I rolled another. This is not
combat. They just plants and we dodged a trap or what? These
I'm confused. Are combat. So in Pathfinder, there's certain traps that initiate combat. And things are going to progress in rounds. And if you don't, like, disarm the trap, take care of the trap in any way, in any special way,
they all die.
They're going to, bad stuff is going to continue to happen.
Back to back nat ones. What up?
Damn. I'm just using your dinosaur as a pawn for really fast, just for my initiative.
Okay.
Damn. Okay. All right. So, Akbu, you just saw this plant just spit pollen right at the face of Grimlock. It missed, though, thankfully. It aimed a little too high.
Who's playing Pokemon? What the fuck?
Is that the sound you want in the background?
Yeah.
Yo. We got some battle music going?
Get out of here.
We're about to get DMCA'd for this shit.
We'll just change the pitch so it doesn't, so it's slightly modified.
Oh.
It's fine.
slightly modified the Pokemon theme song so no one...
It's not exactly the same thing.
Play it backwards.
It's that easy, Joe. He's not joking. Oh, shit. How many plants are there again?
There's four.
Okay, let me just... I guess I'll try to nature check this.
Box them.
No.
You need acrobatics to the plants?
Oh, fuck. Okay. 8. What do I get? 7 plus 1.
God, guys. You really don't know how to deal with these, except you can punch them.
That's all I know.
All good. What about perception? Is there anything else in the room?
You can roll perception. You moved. You did a check. You have one more action.
Perception. Oh, baby. 19 plus 5, 24. Tell me everything.
The room in the background of it looks like it's undisturbed, like nothing happened to it, except it's just these four plants right in the hallway. And I should have been clear, the pollen, like as soon as you open the door, Chris, like the pollen just explodes out of the room and the door's broken now. So it's a minor detail that I forgot.
Excuse me.
Fucking bomb.
Okay. So it was like rigged. Once it opened, it blew up.
Yeah, you get that sense.
So with this perception, like, are these plants like active? Are they like sentient? Are they like moving, living creatures? Or
plants are living creatures.
Well, I'm like you used Victory Bell, but like, yes. are they trying to chomp at me? Like,
they don't have eyeballs and are looking at things. They're just plants. They let's see. They have,
do they have intentions? Do they have
intentions? They're hella violent.
They have dreams.
They're like an environmental hazard, you know? Like, they keep like shooting off puff things. You gotta.
Let me see if exactly. Thank you, Marcus. Marcus,
yeah, I get you. Idea. I get your vibes.
I'm trying to look up a picture of them. But what else do you want to do?
Well, that was my third action, the second check. So I guess I will hold off on doing anything. I may have a plan to next round, next turn.
All right. With that perception, I can tell you that there's a bunch of rat tracks around here.
Oh, those bastards.
All right. Up next is Grimlock.
Are they in like planters?
No, they're just on the ground. But it looks like the vines. It looks like the vines have like grown inside of the cart, so like they're attached.
Well, that was gonna be my plan: just swiftly and nimbly grab them by the pot and take them out one by one.
Break their pot.
Yeah, can I use my my weapon to kind of grapple them and pull them out?
Yeah, turn on that chainsaw axe, boy. We got a gardener up here.
Yeah, use profession gardening.
I have a plus 12 in gardening.
All right.
In these hoes.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's try it. Go ahead. I got a 14.
What do I
let's
do?
See what's going on? You're going to try to grapple it, right?
Yes.
Do your best, Marcus.
So Phoenix. Use your grapple. Your athletics check.
Oh, not great. Plus 5, 13.
Because it's like a chain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you rip it around and you keep pulling, and it just slips right off. The slippery little bastards. So it
okay.
So that's one.
Try again. Second attack. Second action.
Take a minus 5 to it.
Okay. Same thing. Got a 13 total.
Yeah. It just keeps slipping off.
I don't know what to do, guys.
Do you have nature?
No, I'm not training nature. No.
Okay.
Well, I end my grumble and I back up and I end my turn.
Okay.
That's all.
That's fine. It is the plant's turn. They are going to do what they do. They're going to release spores. Aqua, you are the only one that they can hit right now. So they're going to do that. They're going to do that.
Okay.
So let's see. Does a 15 hit you?
No.
Does a 22 hit you?
Yes.
You are going to take 6 points of poison damage. And then I need you to give me a will save.
So, question: as we leveled up, does this game have the very awesome mechanic that when you level up, we get full hit points back, or not?
No, it has a very realistic mechanic that. Son of a bitch. Yeah, I don't get that.
I have 9 hit points, boys.
Is that my after the 6 I hit you with?
Yes.
All right, and give me that will save. Oh shit!
Okay, 19 plus 7, baby. 26.
Willful. That's a nothing. Good job. All right, the third bulbous bulb is gonna spit at you. Does a 25 hit?
You asked this question after the 22.
Go ahead and take 3 more points of poison damage.
Oh, God. And
give me another will save as the pollen begins to creep into your eyeballs. That's gonna fail.
3 plus 7.
3 plus 7 is a 10. Alright, so that's a critical failure. What's going to happen is you're going to take, well, first off, the pollen is deep inside your eyeballs now, and it's starting to burn, and it's releasing its toxins, and it has a straight entry gate into your brain, so you're getting really woozy right now. You're going to be confused for a round, and you are going to take a -4 to all of your perception checks for 4 hours.
That's fucked.
So
just gotta sleep it off.
Yeah, just gotta sleep it off. And then does a 20 hit.
That is my AC.
Oh, your AC is 20 now?
Yes.
Good job. Go ahead and take 1 point of poison damage. And you're already affected by the poison, so I'm not gonna have you roll that will save.
I'm hurting, boys.
But you are confused, so remember that.
You're always hurting.
I'm hurting. For a squirt. Oh.
Snap, it's your turn.
First things first, nature check. 8. Dang, I rolled 2 ones and then a 2 right now. +6 is 8.
You're like the only hope for this. Yeah, you, there are ways to deal with it. You think if you got rid of them, you could do it, but it'd need a higher nature check than that.
Okay.
There's a way to like cut the vines in a very dexterity, like almost like a thievery way to do it.
Hero point.
For the nature, I mean, yeah, I guess we're almost done. This time I'm gonna roll just a regular d20 and then add it.
Look at that. All right, so you get in close. You get in close and you can see where the vines are, and you could safely remove one of the pods from the like bulbous junction that's connecting it, and doing so would disarm that one bulb.
And there's 4?
There's 4. But it looks like the pollen in them is decreasing.
Damn. So that's one action. Could I tell Chris, could I tell Grimlock how to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I relay the information to Grimlock.
You could relate it to Awkward, too.
Didn't we see it happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll just be like, oh, look, the big vines by the vein or by the middle is like, you get that and you can get them out of here. Like, go for that part. And then I'm going, with my last action, I'm going to do a heal check or a battle medicine.
Nice.
My first one. No, I can't. Can I?
Why not? Why not?
Because you leveled up.
Because I didn't level up.
Yeah, it's not. You haven't slept yet.
Dang. But
if you would have slept, Aqua, you would have got some health.
Is he down?
He's 1 hit point.
I'm poisoned.
It's Aqua's turn, and you are confused.
Okay, but that just means -4 to perception, right?
No, that's on top of it.
Okay, so what else does confusion do?
I got to roll.
Oh.
We're going to see what
you
I roll.
You ever play Pokemon, Elmer?
Yes.
Are you going to hurt yourself?
I don't know. I'm waiting for Jerry to kill me.
Stand there.
You know, it's different in this one, mate.
Okay.
Also, why isn't Fidget in our turn order?
I'm not there.
She's not there.
You're literally right there.
You're right there next to the campfire, you asshole. Well,
no one's notified me, and I'm not paying attention to anything.
She's having a lot of feelings right now. Like,
no one's checked in with her.
She's going through it.
No one's touched base. Yeah, she's going through just it.
Witnessed. It's a whole new school.
what is this? The first like
Fidget
2 days, right? It's only been.
Dude, Fidget is over there hearing us fucking work, trying in combat essentially, and she's over there with her big ass size, hoping that we're gonna come ask her what's wrong.
No, I actually, it was so loud over there. She moved. She moved to the other side of the creek. Now she's over there by the tent. She couldn't be alone with her thoughts because you guys are so loud. So she moved.
So, Akbu, go ahead and roll me a d20.
Okay.
Hey, all right. So when you're confused, you roll a flat check. DC 11, anytime you take damage. And since the plant hits you again after you're confused, you got to roll that. You're no longer confused. You're up to your wits. And you can tell that your friend over there just disarmed one of these traps and the pollen was brought down significantly. So you have all three of your actions. You still take a -4 to perception, though.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and try to disarm the traps as well. Was it just cutting through the vines again?
Yeah, I can give you a strength check.
You said sneakily. Like,
oh, yeah. And do you want to use disable device?
Is that a feat?
No, it's a skill.
I don't even think I have that skill.
What are you trained in?
He's in dex, right? And strength.
Yeah, dex and strength. I thought it was just like a normal stealth check. That's why I was like, I'm ready to be stealthy.
No, it's not a stealth. It's a disable device.
Yeah,
no,
that's not a skill, Joe.
Disable device?
No.
It's an action.
Like, yes, an action, but you have to be trained in it. You have to be trained in that skill. Oh, trained in thievery, sorry.
Boy, who do you think you're talking to?
A monk.
Just kidding. I'm not trained in it. Yeah, all right.
You can also just back away.
No, let's just do a normal strength check.
Okay. I'm increasing DC because this is not normally a check for this trap.
Rip it in half.
Plus 14 plus 3, 17.
You're ripping, you're holding, you're gripping, and it's starting to give way, but it's just not getting out there yet.
Mm.
If you continue to do it, I'll lower the DC because you started it.
Sounds good. I'll do it again. Oh, another 14 plus 3.
I'm going to say you rip it right out.
There we go.
The spores begin to really dissipate now. Like, if you guys can tell, if you guys got one more of those out of there, the spores would start just falling away and be useless.
Let me try to go for the last one.
Okay.
And just at the very least, I'm hoping lowering the DC will roll over to the next person. So yeah, let's do that. 9 plus 3, 12. Yes.
Yeah, you don't get such a good grip on this one.
Damn it.
You're tired.
All right. My eyes hurt. I end my turn.
It's your turn. There's two more plants left.
Okay, I am trained in stealth with my little nimble dwarven fingers, so I'm going to go for the...
It's not a stealth check, guys.
Thievery. I am trained in thievery.
Okay, yeah, you can give me a thievery.
15 overall?
Not bad.
Not quite enough.
10 plus 5.
Not quite enough.
Okay, I'm going to try it again.
Okay.
11.
Not there.
Almost okay.
There, but...
One more time.
17. Yay, you did it.
17 total.
Yep. You get in there with your little dwarf hands and you move the vines around and you get the plant out safely. You guys didn't even need to hurt the plant. You didn't need to fight it at all. Good job, guys. The plant's been rendered useless. Where are you going to put these bulbs, though?
In the professor's.
I will keep them.
You're going to keep them as a pet?
No, they're like
They're still alive. Perfect. You have them in your hands. They're
like a defense system.
I can figure out what to do with them.
Yeah, I'll give you a nature check later on, and we'll see what happens.
I'll put them in a bag, separate.
Yeah, as you take them out, and they they're away from like their little hive mind. They starting to get smaller.
I need to see a drawing of this. This doesn't make any sense.
Hold on, let me see if I can get it. But you guys successfully taken care of that. You can enter in the cart if you'd like to.
Let's go through
it. Can I do something to relieve this poison for now?
I can heal you now outside of combat. Oh,
sick.
I don't think I can get rid of the thing, though.
Well, I can do... is poison... is it a status effect? I just,
No, it's just poison damage. You're not poisoned.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, don't worry about healing. for now, I think. I hope that's a wise decision.
You don't want me to treat wounds?
There's always more traps.
You have one hit point?
I have five. Thank you very much.
Before you get tucked in for bed, you're going to come across at least one more trap.
You know what? Yeah.
And remember, Sleepy's not going to get you up to full health.
Heal me, baby.
All right, I don't know. So DC 15, right? Or what are you saying, Joe?
Yeah. Regular? It's DC 15. Same thing.
All right. Let's see. Plus, oh, wow. I meet it.
Hey, you did it. All plus right. Six. So what is it? 2d8?
All right. Because it's just a regular success, so 2d8. And then the wounded condition is removed if he's wounded?
He is not wounded.
I did have that condition from last game.
Oh, you did, so that's removed.
Five.
Yay!
So much.
Better than nothing, I'll take it. Thank you.
You can get hit with one more spore. Exactly.
All right, so you guys are going inside the cart?
Yeah.
Yeah, before we step in, can we perception? What's past the plants? Anything, any more traps or anything we should be?
Aqua rolled that amazing perception earlier, so there's no more traps in here. You can tell it's pretty safe. Myron did not plan on dying today. No. So his cart's pretty normal. But if you want to walk in, you can.
Yes.
So it's,
and look
it's,
for other stuff.
Yeah. So inside, it looks like basically your normal cart for you guys. There's a bed, a bucket of water, ever-burning torch. There's an ever-burning torch in here. If you take a close look at it, it says, see what you want to see. And there's a desk there with papers that have writing all over them. What seems to be like sketches that he was going to put on the cart next. And there's one of a little goblin playing with a dinosaur-looking creature, like just patting it on the head. And there's another one that has a gnome with these, like, not juggling balls, but like almost fireballs floating in the air. Like he had bigger plans.
And then the biggest one of them all, a backup clown.
Yes, in the corner, he has a slip that says, never let Naz be a performer.
Okay, what's an ever-burning church?
Torch.
Oh, torch.
that makes more sense. It's a torch that just constantly stays on. It doesn't emanate any heat. It's a light bulb without the heat.
And it says, what?
It says, see what you want to see.
Like on the torch handle or something?
The torch handle.
It says,
hang on. Seems important.
Yeah. It has the rest of the cart has a bunch of personal belongings gathered from his travels. There's also a brew in like a potion. If you want to give me an alchemy check.
Do I have that? No. Does anyone here have alchemy?
Is alchemy a thing?
It's probably like crafting.
Crafting skill.
No, I definitely don't have it, but I don't even know if it's a thing. Even if it is, I don't have it.
I don't have it. Okay. Can I pocket the whatever that is?
Mm-hmm.
I think like the biggest question is anything out of place? Like, look like anything was nothing maybe taken like it was or messed ransacked. With
or ransacked. It just seems like it didn't look any struggle happened in here. Just those plants are the only things that are off.
So I don't know. So we're saying that this lady broke in and just left plants? Seems thin. Snap talking. You know what I'm saying?
I believe she did talk a little bit. I mean, she talked a little bit before she died.
I don't remember. Do you guys remember?
I don't remember. I guess she cursed me. That was rude.
Let's see.
Your family will be cursed for eternity.
For eternity.
Damn it, Madam Zeroni.
I'll fill you guys in on what she said later. It was about cleansing the land, though, basically.
Hmm. Is this the thing about the Polish people?
Yes, it's about the Polish.
Wait, that's not. That is not.
Well, all right, that's not cool. kind of.
Uh oh.
Chris getting racist again.
No, uh-oh. I'm not. She's the bad guy, not me.
Nice try, racist.
I pick up. Can I pick up the torch?
Yeah, you can pick it up.
Does anything happen? This sounds like a Scooby-Doo clue where you hold the torch to like something on the wall and maybe something is revealed.
You hold the torch up and you hear a click.
Whoa.
And the cart blows up.
There's a little cubby hole that's opened up underneath his bed.
Cubby hole.
What's inside?
Uh-oh.
Okay, we peek in the cubby hole with the torch lit.
It's a little book.
All is porn.
Oh. What's the title? What's it say?
It seems to be a journal.
Oh, snap. We about to get all up in that. Like invasive parents.
Like Tom Riddle.
Ooh. Good ref.
Okay. Can we peruse it?
Yeah. So, in the opening pages, it talks about his life in the Celestial Menagerie, how he wants to have a better show than what was once there. That he wants to just be able to live more freely, to have the workers have a better life, the animals be treated better. He talks a lot about the bear handler. Like they seem to be like best friends. And you, as you're reading, you even look up and over, like not by his bed, but like against the wall, like a poster, there's a intricate robe hanging there. And there's even sketches in his journal of the bear handler, like with oh my God, what is our bear's name now?
LeBear James.
Bardoff.
No, LeBear James.
It's LeBear James now.
All right, LeBear James.
With LeBear James, and they're having a good time, but you can see that robe is matching the picture. There's entries about when all of you guys were hired. There's not much about Fidget. They just recently got her into the crew, and they found her just performing on the streets. They talk about you, Gremlock, and how you've been, not they, the journal, talks about how you're kind of very off to the side, but you know what you're doing, so they kind of don't mess with you. And then in the back, there's just ideas on how to make the circus the best. He had big dreams for the circus. He was really proud of it. He was really proud of you guys.
So sweet.
Before turning around, Grimlock wipes a single tear off his cheek, and he kind of puts the book into Akbu's chest, and he's like, "Oh, just a bunch of dribble in there." And then he leaves the cart.
I can't read. I'm just kidding.
I can't either.
Yeah, and I'm not kidding.
So you guys are going off to bed?
Snap can't read. There's nothing else good in here?
Yeah, I mean, if there's nothing else in here.
All right. If you, Snap, I know you're probably looking out for it, that there's also a hat that has like a gold leaf imprint on it. It you probably could sell that. Probably sell the robe too.
So it's just like casual, like luxury wear. Basically.
Yeah,
should probably keep the robe and then put it on around the bear, and then maybe the bear will listen. Will listen to your commands.
I'll take the hat, but not the robe.
Okay, leave the robe there.
I'll take the robe. What the fuck?
Wait, did we hold the torchlight to the book? Was it lit by the torchlight?
To the robe.
You did not.
Oh.
Okay, well, something clicks in Grimlock's head. He turns around and he grabs the book and the torchlight, and he goes and he flips through the book with the light like shining onto it.
Well, that
it
was catches rude. On fire. He just snatched it from me.
You can see in one of the pages, but one of the back pages. There's like ink that starts to fade on, and it says like it. The journal entries become darker, and it becomes just not as sweet and more about revenge against the Celestial Menagerie for what they've done.
Oh.
What did you uncover, Chris?
I don't know. Maybe we're not working for who we thought we worked for.
Yeah, the in the back there's he's talking about like how the great Fortunato was taken away from him too early, and he kind of thinks that the Celestial Menagerie might have had something to do with it, and he seems kind of hell-bent on evening the score in one way or another. Also, there is one last page.
And it says Rosebud.
Did good. he has a bunch of scribbles. Like, the things get a little darker. The last pages are talking about how he's getting really worried about the upcoming show. He doesn't know if he can live up to expectations. And he has started to slowly take some hallucinogenics to get his mind off of it and get straight. And on the last page, there's these eight letters. And I don't know if you... They're, like, all scribbled around the page.
Rosebud.
It's C-A-E-S-I-A-M-N. But that's the last page of his journal.
Cassium. Yeah.
Cassium.
Obviously. That's who did it.
That's where we're stop for tonight.
We gotta find Cassium.
You guys
Cassium.
Go off to bed, get your sleep, and we'll pick it up in the morning, the next morning.
And next time we'll be level 3.
We did it. Wait, the Celestial Menagerie was what he used to work, what they used to work for, be a part of?
Yep.
Okay.
We're gonna go up against some angels.
What? Hey y'all, thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.